not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government. Weapons of Class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge. All other weapons are restricted. Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed. Commencing at the siren, any and all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 continuous hours. Police, fire, and emergency medical services will be unavailable until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. when the purge concludes. Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn. May God be with you all.
Sat here in the darkness. trying not to alert anyone. And then when they raided my house, they took my girlfriend. I think she's dead. I don't know what those fucking maniacs are doing to her or to anybody else I knew. But the streets aren't safe tonight. The only place that's safe is here, I think. But even then, I'm not sure. See, my studio only has one window and one door. And if I hide here in the corner like this, I think that I can survive this. I'm just glad that I found you. You know, it's good to have somebody else here going through the same thing. I'm sure you've been through a lot tonight, and I'm sorry. I really am. It was a shock to me too, you know. This whole situation is just stupid, and now we're stuck here, hiding in this room, in the dark. God, I don't even have a knife to protect us. Well, I must make a really useless person to be hiding with, but I guess we can't pick. We can't pick who we get to spend this time with. Like, seriously. God, I'm so sorry. I don't understand why they're doing this. I don't understand why they would do something like this. This whole fucking idea is so stupid. Why didn't they learn? They should have known that this would have been dangerous and harmful for everyone involved. It's like something that you see on TV, like, what the fuck? We all know those movie things, they're just so stupid. And you know, we're here, stuck, trapped, hiding away. At least there's a bright side to this. At least when the morning comes, this will all be over and we can go back to our lives, pretending nothing happened. Pretending the hooligans didn't kill our entire friends and family. Pretending everything's okay. Wow. This was a really bad time to stay here unarmed, wasn't it? But you know, sometimes when we are trapped like this, when we have those situations where we think we can't go on, we can't make it, and we're not going to make it out alive, those are the situations where we find the most strength in ourselves. You know, I'm just sorry. I'm sorry that we ended up in this situation. And I know I've got nothing to apologize for. I mean, I know deep down it's not my fault, but a part of me always feels like the things that we do, the things that have happened, happen for a reason. Like, how did you get here? How did you get here sitting in this room with me right now? Where did you come from? How have you survived the purge this long? Because you, like me, are an unarmed too. And like, oh, it's so hard at this point. Everyone out there has got weapons. Lots of them. They don't give a shit. They don't give a shit who they fucking kill. God, they'll kill all of us if they have to. And that is so fucking pathetic. The people think that they have to kill for sport, for fun. When here we are, being hunted like fucking animals. Like fucking shit, oh my god. Oh my god, what was that? Did you hear that? That noise? I think someone's in the house. Fuck. Oh my god. I'm so sorry. We should have barricaded the door when we hit the jazz. Oh my god.